Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
You're peeing outside, you're like, ow, I forgot it's extremely small. You know, you just wishful thinking is what it is.
Don't know if I should say this.
I'm a slut for onion rings.
People are wild. I just wanted to say that publicly. People are fucking wild, and they're very dirty.
Oh shit, Dad's posting that stupid shit again.
If you're leaving the G out in your menu, it's going to be delicious. Okay, if you're putting heaping and helping. Oh, these are about to be nipple.
All they talk about is the testicle festival. And it's a huge deal, man. It's a huge thing. People come and they get drunk at.
I feel like an Ethiopian. I'm starving.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and beard loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
Guilty.
Yeah, you are. What's up, everybody? We're back at it, and joining me as always is you've been whacking off, Brandon J. McDermott. What's up, fellas?
Not too much. How's it going?
It's good. Episode 226. That's wild. 226 straight weeks of doing some kind of recording. Obviously, we've shifted to a different platform and different co-hosts throughout the years, and this is fun. I've been absolutely loving this, and we're putting it out pre-recorded, which is in my opinion, a little bit better. You guys get a better quality product. And today's the 1st of February. Isn't today Groundhog Day? Isn't that when they do it? 1st of February?
Yes.
You know, it's pre-recorded. But I bet you that prick sees a shadow. What's your guesses?
He does every fucking time.
Go ahead, Euban.
Oh, I was just going to say, no, he does that. I hate that stupid groundhog. He sees a shadow every single time. We always get winter. It's just, even though I don't know about you, Brandon. I think it's supposed to get up to the 50s for us next week. So
yeah, we can be wearing shorts. 60 by Friday. Oh. Yeah. So,
a shirtless pick.
Quizzily enough, I'm not going to name exactly the stations I was working with, but I was working with certain radio stations locally that were trying to do some videos, trying to help creativity wise. And one of the ideas they had was a Groundhog Day video. And I thought to myself, man, this is great because, first of all, I love the creative process because you can go anywhere with a skit. You know, if you got multiple people like just dicking around, there's a lot of fun things you can do. But one of the punchlines I created for this random skit we had was,
I remember this.
Did I tell you this? So so a guy goes, two radio hosts are talking, and a guy goes, hey, do you see that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow today? Yeah, what is Groundhog's Day, man? What the hell does that even mean? It means we're getting 6 more weeks of winter. And the other guy goes, dude, it's Nebraska. There's always 6 more weeks of winter, which is similar to Missouri. Well, I don't know about Missouri, but right. Similar to New York for sure. You know, like
very much so. We have pretty much winter from October to sometimes April. I mean, yeah. And everybody's like, I can't believe you live there. It's like, well, I mean, at this point with kids and stuff, I can't just pack up and move away. I mean, it is, I'm here. Okay. But I tell the kids, couple more years, we're out of here.
Sorry for the youngest.
Coming to Nebraska?
No, I don't think that's really high on there, but I don't know. I'd like to go somewhere without state taxes. And I'd like to go somewhere that is a little bit warmer. I don't really know. I always thought Arizona, Florida, but the more I see about Florida and the more I see about Arizona, then I debated Texas. And then I was like, well, Burley's in Houston, so that's too close. I know Texas is big. I don't know where it would be. I don't know. New Hampshire, I debated because they don't have state taxes. Heard really good things about it, but I don't think I really want to live in New Hampshire. It's still the same weather I'm pretty much at.
So you totally understand and get and realize the benefit of living somewhere more rural.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and there's obviously downfalls to it too, but so I would say, okay, warmer, not a lot of people. I don't know about the state taxes thing, but those first two are at least checked off. Southern Colorado, not the northern part where there's lots of mountains and stuff like that, but you get down to southern, like Pueblo and things like that, you're basically might as well be in New Mexico.
Yeah, I have to admit, I mean, I've been to Vegas, but it was only for a couple of days. That's as far, I mean, that's still pretty far west, but I've never really explored more than the East Coast. Maybe I'm a little scared to go elsewhere. I'm not really scared, but, you know, from the travels of, you know, everything that I have around here for New York and the surrounding areas, and then heading down to Florida and hitting them all on the way, hanging out, stopping, seeing some people. So, like, I don't know a lot about the other ones, but I'm interested if there's any viewers that would be like, this is the state that you should go. This is the state that I would love to go. Then maybe we'll get out there.
I'm comparing the, I guess there's 9 states, because I was curious to see how many were actually, that didn't have no income tax or state tax. 9. Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. And I was kind of debating in my head which one I would rather live in. And, I grew up in Nevada, so little park, that one's not bad. No tornadoes, rarely any snow.
Well,
I like it.
Yeah.
I would say there's rural parts of Nevada that where the weather is great, no income tax. There's rural parts of Tennessee where
I could see Tennessee being pretty awesome.
You know what I mean? Like you're probably within enough of a drive to get to a place like Nashville or Knoxville or Chattanooga or other places where you
could you imagine Steve-O just bought his compound down there? And it's funny for me. He's like, I got this huge place. And I was like, I want to say 40 or 80 acres, which is a decent amount of land to own. And he wants to start like an animal sanctuary and stuff. And then I'm just thinking like where I live, like I own 6 acres. You know what I mean? Our family lives on 30. And then it's just like all my buddies are farmers who own thousands of acres of land. It seems like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, for a celebrity like that to have to pay a ton of money for that little land, it's like, man, we have it pretty good up here. There's a lot of land. There's a lot of space. And I think if it was going to be Tennessee for me, it'd be the same thing. I'd have to be not in a city. I grew up in the Syracuse area. Pretty good sized city. And it just wasn't for me, man. Like having some, like if I want to just go take a piss outside, like you can't really do it in the city unless your neighbors really don't care or you're a kid and nobody really cares anyways. But man, I just love being no neighbors. I have neighbors, don't get me wrong, but.
How liberating is it to pee outside? Like, it is it's top tier. I think I pee outside. If I'm at home, I'm peeing outside more than I'm pissing in the toilet. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I mean, obviously, we were as boys, and, you know, we're meant to be able to pee outside. There's something out there, you're taking a leak. Like, I've never been sad while taking a piss outside.
That's true, unless it's cold outside, and then I'm just reminded of how small my wiener is. But other than that, it's, you know, trying to grab an innie when you're trying to pee outside, little difficult.
That still eats you up after 30 something years.
You know, it's kind of like those things, you know, how like, I don't think you have any tattoos. You know, you're just taking a shower and then you're like, oh, got that tattoo there. Kind of like that. You go to pee outside. And you're like, oh, forgot. It's extremely small. You know, it is wishful thinking is what it is.
So is your solution isn't two negatives a positive or something crazy like that in the science world? So you should get a tattoo on your dick. That makes you happy. So when you're sad about having the dick size that you don't want, you look down, see a positive tattoo, maybe even just says positivity or something. And then, you know, so it's positive. And then when it gets hard, it says HIV positive. And then it's a prank. Ha ha, got you.
The old Charlie Sheen ween, baby. Yeah.
Maybe that's now, a bad idea.
I don't know. It just, when I was a young kid, I thought I had a pubic hair until I started peeing out of it, and I was a little upset.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Brandon's like, I don't know what. This seems like a weird time to bring up, but we probably should get the Deluxe Edition Network shout outs in. And we do have a topic that's kind of about that area that I think we were going to talk about, because I'm very intrigued. I just looked at my notes. We're going to bring up, and for anybody that's like, oh, he's going to read the friends of the show and all that stuff, I'm out of here. Stick around, because we're going to talk about a testicle festival. And I know that you want to know all about a testicle festival. So this is the first of the month. The Groundhog saw a shadow. If we're wrong, fuck it. We had a 50% chance. But check out the Deluxe Edition Network. February podcast of the month. Films and Firm and Friends Talking Nerdy. Everything that begins with an F in the month of February. So super excited. Go check them out. DeluxeEditionNetwork.com. And hey, next month, March, St. Patrick's Day. One of us probably has some Irish. Maybe next month will be our month. Who knows? Who knows? But either way, check them out. And check out Copper John's Beard, friend of the show. Make sure you guys use code you've been whacking off, code whacking off, code Brandon J, Brandon J McDermott, whatever it might be. I don't know if you remember. I should probably look it up. If those don't work, code Beard Laws will work as well. They're going to save at least 10, 15% off of your Copper John's purchase. And like I said, good stuff. Love it. The only beard company in the entire world that uses ionic sea minerals. That's the secret of this huge beard. And check out Sasquatch Tea Company. I know that we've talked about them before. It's just kind of a way for all of us to say something about a tea bag each month. But they got cool stickers, great tea. I actually took some tea last night, but I fired up the Solo stove, which, yeah, I know, Snoop Dogg did that, and they lost their ass apparently on that ad. So maybe they'll come back and ask me to start doing some videos and stuff for them again. But I think my code still works. So we were having a fire on the Solo stove, and I took some tea. I took some caffeine free because it was obviously night and I didn't want to be up. Caffeine gets me jacked up. Put some maple Crown Royal in it with the sunset blend that the Sasquatch tea has. Holy shit, was it awesome. Nice and warm by the fire. Then you just kept getting warmer and warmer because I did a little for the Beard Laws show TikTok. I did a little fun video with it. And as I was recording, I wasn't really paying attention to how much whiskey I was putting in it. It was a pretty aggressive amount, and it helped me sleep pretty well. So thank you to the Sasquatch Tea Company and our friends, not of the show, but Crown Royal, maybe someday. That maple, have you guys ever had the maple? I know you guys aren't big drinkers. And
I have not.
Maple, if you ever see it, obviously near Canada and stuff, maple Crown Royal is amazing. Like, I would even potentially try to drizzle some of that on a waffle or a pancake or something.
Oh, God. We always talk about food, and so I never have enough time to eat. And so I'm leaving this show just absolutely, I feel like an Ethiopian. I'm starving.
See, I'm on the other hand. I crushed a waffle, and I didn't really plan the timing out. So through this show, my stomach, I'm gonna be fighting having to shit with the IBS, especially as I'm sipping the coffee. It's gonna be pretty awesome. So, obviously, guys, check out youbeenwhackingoff.com as well. We've got some good stuff. The wife was randomly searching something the other day, and she came across this candle company, and she goes, "Oh, is this Eubens?" There was a company out there that has some very similar scent. Whoa, don't burn. You almost burned your face for anybody just listening.
On the camera, it looked a lot closer. That's why I looked at it and I go, was it that close? And it was a little deceiving, but a little bit more closer than it needed to be, probably. It smells delicious.
Yes. But yeah, there was some company that she thought was yours because it had some very similar scent profiles. And I was like, God damn.
Oh, snap. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I want to see if she still has that. I meant to send it to you yesterday, but we were in the middle of the tournament and we were surrounded by kids at this tournament, and there was candle scents, like, you know, stuff about body parts and smells and stuff like that. So I'm going to see if she still has that, and I'll send it over just so you're aware. I mean, it's not like anybody, say hypothetically, it was like elephant shit. It's not like anybody owns the scent elephant shit, right. You know what I mean? But they had, I think, like 40,000 followers. I'm guessing it was on Facebook. This candle company. And I don't know if it was just candles. She just was sending me. And I was like, no, that's not him. That's different.
There was another company that was similar, but it had, it was very unique to where the glass was a I don't know if I can say this, was a piece of hardware that I would use to hang out with the devil. Okay. And
yep.
I don't know how, but you were supposed to be able to like repurpose this. I'm like, how are you burning wax in this? And then I guess, I don't know. I guess other wax can be burned in it as well. But so it was, I was like, that sounds like an idea I would like to team up with. Just a glass face like that. That's such a good idea. Such a good idea.
Interesting.
Can't imagine how expensive that would be though. Those things are not cheap.
Yeah, no, I couldn't imagine the price on that, but hey, if you like what you like, I've seen some people spend a lot of money on some stupid shit. I somehow randomly got into this Facebook area, which I don't get on there much, but it's like man caves, and I've never been more jealous of some of these man caves. But then the other day, this guy made a joke like, hey, let's see those stripper poles in that group. So there was all these memes and a couple stripper poles here or there, but then this guy felt the need to post pictures of this room that had a lot of adult stuff in it. Like things on walls with restraints and lots of objects. Yes, lots and lots. And it was many questions to the said person that posted a lot of these pictures. I mean, it was very, very elaborate with a lot of different devices. He was very proud of it.
Giggly.
He's like, this is a man cave. And it's like, somebody was like, I don't think that's a man cave. Like, do you have people hiding in your basement? Like, what is, there was a lot of interesting comments. I'm going to see while we're chatting, if I can pull that up and show you guys. Cause whew. No.
Go ahead, Benny.
Don't know if I should say this. I belong to a couple of Facebook groups where the memes that are shared on there probably wouldn't be shared publicly. They're private pages, you know, like really, you know, like they're nothing too crazy, but like still it's like it's wild.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters in those groups, I never post, I just watch, but the characters in those groups are wild. people posting, you know, obviously silly memes. I've got a couple friends. It's a huge group. It's like 60,000-80,000 people, so it's not like a small group. I've even got some friends in my friends list that are in there, but on Facebook, and every now and then people will like share like thirsty posts where they're like, okay, girls, pull them out and show them. And inevitably there will be, you know, a dozen middle-aged ladies or older who will pull them out and show them. And then there's always some weird dude who's like, what do you think of these? Yeah, those are my wives. And I'm like, oh my God. Why would you post this on a private Facebook post, but with your Facebook page profile clickable, and it says married to, you know, Shannon Nordstrom or whatever the hell it is. And like, she's the school board president of the such and such. And it's like, oh my God, I can't be the only one who's digging enough around to find. People are wild. I just wanted to say that publicly. People are fucking wild, and they're very dirty, and they're not very careful and clean in how they clean up their messes, put it that way.
And it's shout a lot of these older Shannon. Guys. Oh, go ahead, Evan. Sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, shout out to Shannon. She sounds adorable.
And it's all these older guys that didn't grow up with technology, Facebook, and they're just like, I don't care. None of this is going to have any repercussions. And it's like, oh shit, dad's posting that stupid shit again.
Yeah.
Sorry, mom.
I like the people who are always like sharing that same thing on Facebook. It's like, as of this date, I don't give Facebook permission to steal my identity, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, why the fuck are you posting this shit? My mom is always posting stupid shit like that. Oh, I'm pretty sure she would fall for any scam. Just if anybody called her, she'd like, it's just nice to hear from somebody. Here's some money. It's like, stop.
You know, yeah. I wouldn't have to do this if you called your mother more often.
I know. I felt the guilt as soon as I finished that sentence. I'm like, God damn it. I'm going to have to call her again today. Son of a bitch.
I give up. I was trying to find that picture of the thing. If it ends up coming back, I'll
that reminds I'll me, too. You. Did you see the Jumbotron I sent you? I think it was on your Beard Laws TikTok. There was I get some man cave stuff all the time too. Especially I don't use Facebook, only for Facebook Marketplace, just so I could find weird shit. This one guy was, or this company builds like little mini jumbotrons for your man cave.
Oh, I have seen those.
And they fucking sick. Now, I did check out the price. I'm never going to be able to afford something like that. But
how much did it cost?
I want to say the cheapest one they had was like $1,500, which is not terrible, but it wasn't as cool as some of these other ones. Like the Big Daddy, I think it was a 40-inch screen on all four sides, which
is 24, 32, 4. It's based off TV sizes here. We'll show it here.
I think the 40 is 35.
I chatted with these guys on Instagram for a little bit, just not even trying to be a friend of the show. I was like, dude, these are awesome. I just wanted to let you know you can customize it with your teams. So what they do is they send the box. You have to get the TVs and obviously mount it yourself. The programming and stuff like that does come here, but we'll go right into the shop here. It was like $13.95, and that's for the just kind of normal. You start adding in where you want all the custom stuff is when you start getting, you know, a little bit more.
Yeah, so you got to love from $34.99 to get done with. I want this, I want that. That'll be $7,500 plus shipping and taxes.
But they got the Waltron, which is a 65-inch.
See, that one doesn't look bad.
Introducing the one.
There must have been sound there. But yeah, here's your configuration examples, which is pretty cool. Just one panel, bunch of different little screens and stuff like that, which is pretty sweet. You know, have your little score, stuff like that. And these guys are turning these around in like 2 weeks, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
Arizona, hell of a place. But yeah, you start getting into the ones here with, I'll go back. These ones here that have the, like I said, TVs aren't included. This is to hold four 43-inch TVs, which, I mean, you're only talking another, what, $400 or $500?
Only.
I mean, if you're going to spend $3,500 on this, look at this.
I'm going
to get, they're not going to like that, but yeah. How awesome.
Let's be honest. If you're somebody like Snoop, like, that's pennies, bro.
Yeah. Right, and like that's just such a cool piece.
It's so that cool. Awesome. If you guys are wondering what we're talking about, you're not watching. You're just listening. We're on minijumbotron.com. Just so many cool options. And again, these are huge man caves with jumbotrons. They're fantastic. But I mean, look at the money that these people have into their man caves in their areas. They're at this point, they're like, what's another $4,000?
I'm going to try to convince my bar to get one of those. Those things are fucking sick.
Dude. And I wonder, too, I mean, if you buy it for commercial purposes, I wonder if they try to charge you a little bit more. You know what I mean? They shouldn't. You're buying it. It doesn't matter if it's for your house or for a business, right?
Right. And you could just be like, well, why are you naming it after this bar? Nah, it's just what I call my home bar. Prove me otherwise.
I mean, all it is four TVs. And like you said here, with an HDMI splitter. So all the cables go in there. It shows the same exact thing. All you're doing is paying for it to mirror the image.
So
cool, though. So awesome. So, yeah, minijumbotron.com. Yeah, no, I definitely saw those, and I don't have a place that I could put it in my house unless it was in my kitchen. And I was just kind of like, so why? She's like, I don't care. I'm like, yeah, pretty big kitchen, but it'd be tough to see. It'd be tough to see them all, but it'd be pretty cool. I was trying to convince her. I saw online that somebody made these handcraft things with hooks and like out of wood, and it has all the baseball divisions and then has all the teams. And then you just put where in the standings where they are. And I was like, can we? And she's like, yeah, for sure. Where do you want it? Living room, kitchen? And I was like, shit, I don't want to buy it. And I was like, do I really want to dig the 3D printer out and make every one of these? No. So I'm like, oh, maybe we're back to buying. But then I saw something the other day that was awesome. It was somebody hand drew it out. But remember in Mario, when you like beat the levels, you get the thing and then you have to try to line them up, like the little mini game. So if you get all three of the flowers or the stars or the mushroom. Somebody had those on pieces of art and they had them like they were all scattered, like you didn't get them perfectly lined up. And I'm like, how cool is that? Like, it looked awesome. And I was like, can we do that? She's like, I could easily make that. And I'm like, hell yeah. And then I got thinking, like, you could easily make them on those like canvas prints and stuff too, with the image. Here, I'll show you guys a picture of it. I have it on my phone, so anybody that isn't there, it's gonna
No, that's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
That is sick.
I'm like, it'd be so easy to make and so cheap to make. And I'm like, it would just look so cool. So I think we're gonna try to hook that up.
We did a lot of video game talk lately, especially after the last show and everything. It's been I found my old Game Boy Advances again, and the screen numbers so dim, but I was rocking some of the old school Pokemon games on there and everything. Just the nostalgia. Yep. You just can't beat it.
You can't. And especially when you get a bunch of nerds together talking about nostalgia stuff. And what we're talking about is the Body Wrong podcast. Rob picked a topic of the top 10 video game console systems, and we had to rank them from S tier to, what do we do, D tier?
C or D.
Yeah. And Xbox 360 ended up in the D tier. Yeah, a lot of
as it should.
The Ring of Death, the Red Ring of Death really didn't set well for our generation of nerds. Legit, I think I probably owned 5 360s, just kept having to piece them together, and you could get them for like $50.
Dude, I had a first generation, couple of things here. I want to make a couple points. First generation PS3. And love the PS3. The problem with it was you could put a piece of fucking paper thinner than this. This is one of those, mailers they send. You could send a piece of paper thinner than this next to the fan, and it would over fucking heat. It would overheat in a second. And then you'd have to mail it back in, $129. They'd send you a refurbished one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I did that 3 times. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And I bought a new one, and it was a smaller version. Had no problem with the ventilation issue. To Euban's point of playing the old systems, like after we got to talking, I probably spent in the last 2 weeks probably a good 30 hours playing an old DOS game from 1994 that is a turn-based XCOM. It's a turn-based battle kind of alien game where the aliens come back to Earth and you have to fight them off, and countries give you money and you have to it's a really cool strategy game that I probably put in 2000 hours into my life and yet was playing again as a fucking 37, 38 year old man for hours this past week on a system on a computer that I probably spent $2,800, $2,900 on.
Wow. It's funny though. And like I said, it just brings you back to a different time. It's pretty awesome.
To bring back the Testicle Festival, was it the one in Ashland? Is that correct, Brandon?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure I had the right one, because I know that there's one in Weston, Missouri as well. And they also have an Irish Fest. I want to say they almost coincide with each other. I'll have to double check.
Oh, you think that, if you're going to do Testicle Festivals, if you're going to do them in pairs, you would at least work together. You know what I mean?
You would think. Yep. You would think.
In tandem, yes.
Sometimes they can, situations become a little hairy.
Yeah, then you know what I mean? You're like, oh, I really wanted to go to that one. Oh, this is the same day. Balls! I can't make both.
It just gets you so angry, it makes you just want to bust.
Yeah, I was going to play the sound, but it's not working. Come on, Riverside. Right when we need the media, it doesn't work. Son of
surprise
bitches.
In like 10 minutes where Brian and I will have a heart attack again, like that Mario one.
At least I know, like I told you, not to download the ones that specifically say loud. That they turn out they are pretty loud.
I feel like you're going to catch us spacing out, and then you just have designated loud ones just to keep us on our toes.
I don't have any. I still have the Mario one though. That's still there. That's still loud. I have to keep that one around just in case. But don't worry, none of them are going to work because, why would they while we were actually doing the recording? I gotta test those, I think, before I press live. So something to learn more about. But for anybody that's wondering, I'm on roundthebensteakhouse.com/festival, and there's an actual testicle festival. And Brandon, I'm sure you know more about this, I think, because you sent the link to it.
Well, I've never been to the Testicle Festival itself, but I've been through there in Eagle. Eagle's another small town near Ashland, and they sell these, and all they talk about is the Testicle Festival. And it's a huge deal, man. It's a huge thing. People come and they get drunk at. I mean, that just it's not like a drunk.
I mean, look at the picture right there, the amount of cans that they've made a pyramid just at that one table alone, all smiling. They're showing selfies of testicles potentially. And it's the 30th one this year. So it's a, that's a, that's a big one.
I've heard nothing but fun things about this, but it's amazing.
And so yeah, like $10 cover charge. You can buy merchandise, which I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to potentially look at this order online while we're live to see. I mean, like, if I would probably rock the hell out of a 30th annual Testicle Festival t-shirt. You also get live music from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. with Riverside Occurrence, Josh Sinclair, Duke Arsler. How the hell do you say that?
Ousler.
Ousler. Roll Tide, baby. And The American Dream, DJ Jake. That's a pretty clever name. And there's going to be some fireworks. You got the True Royalty Customs 360 photo booth, Sweet Island Treats and Eats, shaved ice. That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like this like tropical shaved ice with a bunch of different sugary, fruity juices that you put on it.
But is guess what's new and improved? Buster the Bull.
Of course. Gotta love Buster the Bull when the drunk bitches get on there and try to ride it.
Yeah, that guy, how fun would that be, even if that's a side hustle, to be the guy that rides the bull when you're not like at a festival or something where like kids and stuff can get on there? Because like, I guess that could be fun too. You get that tough kid or that kid that's kind of an asshole and you're just like broken nose. Like, you got to be really good at kind of playing the game with that. And you, I'm sure that they have a lot of fun and probably some weird. Are they as weird as carnival people, you think? People that operate mechanical bulls?
Makes you think. I don't know. I don't know. Because when I think of carny rides, I think of different rides other than the bull. I think the bull's an exception.
Okay.
But I did look up the menu, and I may have said this, a time or two on the show. I'm a slut for onion rings. Okay. And that said on here, a heaping helping of onion rings. I'm sorry. If you're leaving the G out in your menu, it's going to be delicious. Okay, if you're putting heaping and helping, these are about to be nipple rings.
I can buy a bottled beer at the steakhouse. Will they ship it to me?
Well, it must have.
I was thinking order online. I forgot that I was on the actual roundthebendsteakhouse.com. So I went to order online, like I could order a t-shirt from the festival. Obviously, it brought me to the menu, and the first thing on the menu was beer. Like, can you do that in Nebraska? Can they just ship you, just send you some beer?
No, I thought on there when you clicked on it, I thought it said pickup.
I know there's some states like that you can use apps like Drizzly and stuff like that, and they'll send beer right to your house.
A sweet and spicy meatloaf sandwich. Oh, boys.
Oh. Is this at the Round Bend Steakhouse or the festival?
It is. It's I just clicked on menu, so probably not the festival. Unless they sell this stuff at the festival as well. I imagine if you want something different, there's cheese curds, the onion rings, some corn husker nuggets, probably really good and during the fall but terrible in the winter. There's some T-bones in here, but that spicy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Meatloaf sandwich? I'm intrigued. I am fucking intrigued.
It does sound delicious. All right, we got an incoming video from the Hungry Husker. Round the Bend Steakhouse. Oh, here it is. Yeah, it is at Round the Bend Steakhouse. We should have put that together. You have to imagine, though, at the time of recording, it's still a little bit early. We're not firing on all cylinders. But here's a video, 2 minutes and 22 seconds. And it starts off with, I'm going to let Euban describe for the listeners, what are we looking at before we have play?
Yeah, so if Ray Liotta and Jamie Lee Curtis had a child, this person is wearing a very bright green shirt with a koozie that says, I love nuts.
Dude, what are those bangs, fam? What the fuck?
I don't know. So you know what she looks like? Okay, oh, God damn it. What the hell was it? There's this little kid from a 90s movie. Was it Jack? Is that same kid? He had the slick back hair with a little bit of the bangs hanging out, too. Remember? what was it? Jennifer Lopez was the teacher in that movie.
And where's Goot when you need him? The movie king.
I know.
He'd be like, oh, it's this movie. And it was actually filmed on this day in this location and at this time in this year. And it actually was a four star on IMDb.
It was called Jack. I don't know if you guys remember. It was where Robin Williams freaking, what was it? Gosh dang it. He looked like he was like 6 years old, but he looked like he was 50. Like it was crazy.
He had that aging disease.
Yeah. To where when he graduated, he looked like, I don't know, Bob Barker on his final days.
It's just called Jack, isn't it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That's the movie that the lady that we're looking at is from, looks like?
No, it looks like she's... Oh. I'm going to pull a picture of the kid up. And like, I mean, the slick back hair and everything, I've never seen... In that she has a little bit of the Jack Nicholson Joker smile as well. I don't know. Just a lot of different vibes. She's greasy looking.
Greasy. Smash or pass?
This might be my first pass. I'm going to pass on this one.
Oh, I had you nailed for...
I'll pass on her to the side and then sit in her chair and talk to the other one. Yeah.
What's her friend up to?
What if it was a buy one, get one free? Like, you had to smash her to get to the other one.
You know, I think it's like, I'm going to do that her friend first, and then I'll promise. It's kind of like leftovers when you like, oh, do you want a doggy bag? Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll do this one when I get home. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to eat it.
It looks like she's single. No ring on that finger, right? She got a ring on the middle finger.
Look at the size of that one. Is that the thing from the Titanic on a ring? I'm like, what is that? That thing is huge.
Okay, she loves nuts. She's got the smile. She's not afraid to have slicked back hair, but she's a multi-multi-millionaire. Do you smash?
Still? Yes, without hesitation. Yeah, I'm, you know, I have no morals. If she wants to take care of me and she has a lot of money, absolutely. She has a lot of jewelry on as well, so she might be a fan of a pearl necklace.
Mm. Interesting.
I'm just assuming.
She loves nuts. All right, let's see this video.
Hey, Hungry Huskers, I'm TJ Olson, owner of Round Event Steakhouse.
Wonder if he needs
Welcome
beard products.
To the Testicle Festival. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about our restaurant and our testicle
there
festival
she
we
is.
Have every year. My father bought Round the Bend Steakhouse in 1995 down in a little town of South Bend, Nebraska.
I hope she watches this.
We were there for a number of years, and then we built the brand new establishment just up the road. We've got a little over 20,000 square feet between the restaurant and the ballroom where the annual
ballroom.
Testicle Festival
well
is held. This year, we'll be celebrating our 30th year of our testicle festival at Round the Bend Steakhouse.
So come with me. I'm going to give you a behind-the-scenes look on preparing our balls for your mouth. Come on.
Well played.
Beef done right.
Sweet team with specialty folks to find these balls for us to cook for you. And now I'm going to grab a handful. We're going to throw them down in the fryer, get them all warm, ready to go. So the 30th Annual Testicle Festival is Saturday, July 17th, 2023. And over the course of that day, we open at 11, close at 11 p.m. We get about 3,500 people over the course of that day and serve just over 2,000 pounds of nuts. So we literally go through a ton of nuts. And everybody's got to have their favorite sauce with their nuts. Some like a little cocktail sauce. I prefer a little hot sauce. We're in the Midwest, so you always need a little ranch. And every now and then, a little barbecue sauce.
All right, ladies.
Here's your hot nuts. Enjoy.
Oh, we will.
Mighty good testicles.
Delicious.
Mighty tender.
Thanks for coming along on that little journey as we prepare our hot nuts for your mouth. We're located in Ashland, Nebraska, just 2 miles south of I-80 at exit 426. You can find us on our social medias on Facebook at Round the Bend Steakhouse, Instagram at rtv.nation, and on YouTube at RTV Steakhouse. Thanks for coming along, everybody. We'll hope to see y'all soon.
Get the ball! Have the testicles! Let
him fry!
So there was that.
Yeah.
That lady, the lights are on, but nobody's home. You know, like that's. She has some good dance moves.
Mom.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's ever busted in that. I don't know.
Yikes. It was just getting worse and worse for them. But hey.
But the biggest thing to pull away from there is the nuts. The fact that you weren't eating like a fucking cow nut, you know, they had cut them into little strips or whatever and then deep fried them, battered them and deep fried them. And they probably taste like fucking gizzards, you know, like just meat.
Yep. And they're so thinly sliced, you're probably just really tasting the breading. You know what I mean? A nice little restaurant, good kitchen. Guy seems like a cool owner.
Hey, they sell a meat bundle as well. They sell a whole bunch. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff on this menu. It's a pretty big menu. I'm intrigued. And they have their meeting space is the ballroom.
I want to see some merchandise for this. Like, I want to see some fun plays on some shirts. But I don't know. I don't see any. But hey. Interesting. Yeah, there's testicle festivals everywhere. I just typed it in there. Even Syracuse, they have one in the fall. It says after supply issues last year, the testicles are back this year. You get a plate of boar testicles served during a past testicle festival at Riley's. Boar, though.
Sweeping the nation.
So you flying in, Matt?
That'd be sweet.
Probably more salty than sweet.
Giggity. Of all the animals, boar. We didn't confirm what they sell at this festival, right? I know that Syracuse, they do boar testicles.
Pretty sure these are bulls.
I think it's bulls. Bull, yeah.
So, if I could transition.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not
going to
stop you. We're pretty open.
Well, it's food related. So, I need your help, boys. All right. Okay. Food daddy, fat daddy fucked up. Okay. I bought a smoker, a wood pellet smoker, nothing that was too expensive, like $500-$600. What is it? What the hell is it? It's not a Traeger. It's a whatever the fuck it's called. And I have, I don't say I perfected, but I've made the best oxtails I've ever had. Some top notch, based on the flavor and stuff that I've had, chicken wings that are just great. But I cannot get ribs down. And I cooked spare ribs the first time. 3-2-1 method. Smoke them for 3 hours. Wrap them in foil and, you know, put some butter and some brown sugar and some honey on it. And cook them for another two. And then take them out of the foil, sauce them, and put them in there for one. And when I did it the first time, they were tough and undone. They were underdone is what it was. That didn't get cooked enough to where the stuff rendered and all the tendons and stuff kind of loosened up. So I was told to boil them first. You're thinking to yourself, what? Boil ribs? What the par? So parboil, which would never be done in Texas. Now, I did it just to try it because they were $10 for two racks. It's not that big of a deal. You know, I'm not going to try it on brisket. I'm going to try it on ribs. So I parboiled them yesterday and they pulled away from the bone. Good. So I was like, okay, good start. Got them ready, patted them down and everything and dry rub and some mustard. And mustard is a binder, the dry rub on top. Put them on the smoker for about 2.5 hours. And then I put them and I wrapped them for another two. And then I took them off and I put them back on for another hour. And I probably shouldn't have waited so long. So what happened? I overcooked them this time. So the meat on the inside was pulling apart from the bone, delicious. But it had the outside had kind of turned to jerky a little bit and it kind of got a little jerkish if that makes sense. So it wasn't. So I don't know if I should have cooked them for that last hour, or what the fuck did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong?
Are they pork ribs?
Yeah.
And isn't there's like the membrane on them? You remove those. Yeah,
the membrane on that is a bitch, by the way.
It's not a good time. It's not a good time. So the last time, what temp do you do it at? I always smoke mine at 250.
235.
Okay. I always did mine at 250, and they probably weren't perfect. And I'm piecing together some of the stuff because there's a guy that I work with who smokes meat. Like, he's very, very good at it, and ribs is one of his favorite things.
I'm not, so I'm just trying.
Yeah, and I've only done them, like, once. Obviously, having a big beard, it's really hard to eat big, saucy, giggity ribs. They do get everywhere, but I always did 250, and like you said, I would kind of obviously put the rub and all that stuff on there. I'd cook them for 2 hours, like you said, remove them, then I always wrapped them with foil, which I think you did as well, right? Mm-hmm. And some people are like, no, you don't wrap them. I always did, and then I did for an hour. Then I removed them. Then if you want your barbecue sauce and stuff like that, I would sauce them, whatever else you want to put on there. Then I would throw them back on for like 20, 30 minutes at 350 for that last little bit is what I always did. That more intense heat with the sauce, an extra 30 minutes, let the sauce work in. I don't know the scientific, but I always thought, hey, let the sauce kind of work into them. That was always my method. So I guess it would be, what, 3-2-1.5 method? I never really followed one. It was just something that he kind of did. And obviously every smoker is a little bit different in style
now,
and stuff. But
what I will say is I didn't use the thermometer that is there. And I just went with the 3-2-1 method straight. And I probably should have used it because then you can start telling, okay, it needs to get to 165. But you want it to about 190 to 200 is kind of where you want the ribs before they're done, is what I've read over and over and over again. And all the fucking videos I've watched, I must have watched 30 videos online.
No shit.
So I'm just like, I'm not going to give up because you can't, but I just like, I haven't quite got it down.
Could it have been just because they were $10 ribs, just the quality of them just didn't allow them? You know what I mean? Like, I have to imagine that's a thing. I don't know the difference between a $90. Like, you could put them in front of me without a price tag. I probably could look and say, oh, that looks cheaper, but I don't know.
They were definitely cheaper wings or ribs.
I was going to say, if they're wings, that's the problem.
There's your problem.
No, like I said,
they were definitely cheaper.
That's what I always did.
They weren't the St. Louis ones, the big baby back ribs. You know, they were the spare ribs.
Like thin, yeah. And maybe there's a different thing with spare ribs themselves compared to, you know, your baby backs or whatever else other kind of things are. I don't know.
I wish I could help. I don't cook ribs often, so I have no idea.
But you are a master smoker, though, Euban.
I am. I'm not like Smoke or Snoop. I'm not going smokeless. We're gonna keep that bad boy relevant. Now, the video that Burley sent into the group chat, Matt, of that guy who cooks in his hotel room, fucking disgusting. Yes. That makes me uneasy.
I want to show that to Brandon. Let me pull that up. Give me
that
a second.
Barfly guy. I know who it is. Yeah.
Yes.
You can show me still, but
have you seen it then?
You mentioned boiling the meat, and that's immediately where my mind went. Was that guy boiling his hamburger for taco meat? And I'm just like,
did you see the video he did on the airplane? Look that one up.
Yes. How is he allowed to fly? How?
So from what I've heard, people are saying he went to an actual grounded plane that wasn't actually in the air and did that, because there's no way he could have gotten away with what he did.
And like, how would he be able to bring it with him?
Right. Right. So anyway,
here, we'll share the screen for anybody that doesn't know. Brandon's buddy, the barfly guy, hotel bathroom, nacho dump and dump. I guess we're going to not play that. So for anybody that doesn't know, Euban, you want to just walk through, or Brandon or somebody, what this guy's got going on?
Brandon, you're the food daddy. You go ahead. This is good because honestly, it's going to make me sick.
His shtick is he cooks all of his meals inside of a hotel. And listen, you find your shtick, you find it. Now, where he's going to go from this, God knows. But I've seen him. I saw when he first started out, and it's been kind of a slow burn, no pun intended for him. But he does all of his, I mean, look, he's got his fucking raw meat on the hotel surface. Now, that's the question that comes to mind real quick is what has been there. The next question is who's going to now have to deal with fucking raw meat bathroom surface?
And this is where Euban now comes in play, because he works in the biz. What else has probably been there, and who's got to clean that?
just the horror stories of just like, I mean, when we have football teams that stay, like there was one football team that they all collectively took a shit in the shower. Like, I mean, it's just, and just, I don't know.
High school?
College. Big boys too. Yeah. They all got in some deep shit. I don't know if they were able to join the team next year, but it was just the random shit that you see between the sex toys that are always left like on in the bathrooms or on the tables and stuff or in the beds. And I mean, just everything like that's granted. You would hope to God the housekeeping team would be able to have, you know, make sure that that was clean. And you would hope to God he would clean it himself before he put that meat on there. But man, if he leaves a mess like that, my housekeeping team, woo, they'll hunt him down. They'll track him. They're good. All women. Yeah. They will find
him. And I don't think it would have to be that hard to find somebody that's doing content like this to be like, oh, yeah, some motherfucker's doing some cooking on there. Like you said, and you don't want to judge a book by its cover, but looking at this guy, I'm not sure that cleanliness is his thing. But yeah, so for anybody just listening, there's a video of him, and right now we kind of paused it. And it's your typical, what would you guess, hotel chain just based on this look, Euban?
I would say either a Hampton or a Holiday Inn Express if it was recently remodeled.
There we go. And there's just a, what, pound of ground beef chilling out of the package on the sink. He's got, what is that, some beans and cheese? Is that
refried what we got beans in the can? And some cheddar cheese is what it looks like.
In a sink. And then what's that unit?
It's some kind of like it's a warmer. So he puts this device, he plugs it into the outlet and puts it into the water and it warms it up. He's boiling water in the sink essentially with this device.
Interesting. Brandon, do you know what that device is called?
I don't know what that's called. I wouldn't put it inside you though.
No, I'm not looking to, but I mean, you're in a hotel. Do you think he's put it in him?
Not you in particular, just it wouldn't put it inside you in general.
Dad's always letting me not have fun. Like, this sucks.
Boo.
Boo. Let me put it in me. Turn it on.
I'm trying to look this up. Device to warm up water, electric?
I know. I think in the comments, he said something about, like, or maybe it was towards the end of the video, whenever he takes the meat out of there, it says it got clogged in his, I think he says what it is. If I'm not mistaken.
I got it. It's a electric sous-vide.
Sous vide
machine.
So they use that to boil the water because what some people do is they'll put like a steak in a vacuum pack and then they'll boil the water and you boil the steak, but the steak doesn't get boiled. It gets sous vide. It's French. And it's supposed to taste very good. And then you take it out of there sous vide and you sear it, but the steak doesn't get overcooked. It's supposed to be very good. I've never had it. But.
Okay. So we've got the sous vide. All right. Chilling in the water. Then he throws the beef right in it, cuts the onions, cuts tomatoes, and then Brandon, I'm going to let you continually go. You're the food guy.
He's got the jalapenos. Don't touch yourself after you cut those up. You'll be burning for days. Got the cilantro. He's going to throw all that in there. Avocado. He's going to get the
cutting right on the hotel.
Mashing it up. Look at that. Vomit with the lime. He's making some cilantro. And looks like some good guacamole. And look at the film that has collected on top of that. Yummy. Taco meat in the bottom of the, refried beans. Is that what he's got there? Whatever it is, he's making himself some pico de gallo, laying down the nachos. He's got the chips, the meat, the refried beans, the guacamole, the pico de gallo, and the liquid cheese on top. Have yourself a nice little meal while you're on the toilet with your undies around your ankles. There you go.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to go straight to the bathroom because you're already there.
Can we play Guess His Profession?
Now he's a TikToker. I bet you $1 million. That's what he does now.
Plumber.
The handlebar mustache, though, is impressive.
It's not bad.
What
really annoyed me, I think one of the biggest things that annoyed me, cutting the stuff on the hotel towel.
That's,
you know what I mean? Like, hotel towels, if they could talk, they are probably somebody that's done some nasty things in their life, because being a hotel towel can't be a glorious thing. But man, this is fucking disgusting. He's using the hotel sink as a prep table and then cooking and eating right off it.
And what's aggravating is he had the little styrofoam piece or whatever, like the tray. He was using it at first, and then you just show him, he's like, nah, fuck it, I'm going to use the washcloth. And I'm like, why? But and the group that destroys towels and washcloths and stuff like that, more than any group I've ever worked with, fucking the circus clowns. Holy shit. They come back and just wipe their fucking faces off after the circus. It looks like Mimi from Drew Carey just came over there and just used everything. Insane.
God damn. I love the comment. Do you actually use a real hotel, or is it one of those sound stages with fake rooms in it? That's from Justin McGregor. Do you think he commented
that? That's what everybody kind of is saying, is that like there's no way that he's not put on a blacklist at this point.
If he walks into a hotel, you'd have to imagine that. I don't know. So say this is one of you guys. You walk into a hotel, this is your content, and I guess you've been. If somebody walked in and was like, listen, this is what I do in hotels. I'm being transparent. I'm going to make some money off this video. Like, what's it going to cost? I'm going to try my best to clean. It's not going to be perfect. Can they settle? Is there a price to be like, hey, what would you charge? Like, what's it going to cost me to do this shit? Like, there has to be a price. And maybe he's doing stuff like this at that point now. Like, hey, I'll give you an extra $100 to help clean it. Or I only need the room for, 2 hours. Can I still pay full price? And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if for me, it's just like what I would say is depending on what he was making, how much of a mess it was going to be. Like you can charge somebody a day use for a room. So say if like a pilot comes in and he's just like, hey, I just need to use the room for 3 hours, and it's like, we don't charge room by the hours, sir. But we could turn that room around or whatever. So I'm going to say, if he said, hey, I'm going to rent it for the whole day, and more than likely, I'm going to have to put that room out of order depending on what he did to it. Because judging by him, I bet he takes massive shits too. Because not only is he going to fuck up the sink, he's going to fuck up the toilet. I would say at least two days of full rent. So pay that first day and then another 2 days after that. So I would say 3 days total, he can have it. Because he's got to make a lot of money on that.
That's what I was going to look up his TikTok. Because he's got 122,000 on Instagram. I went to his Cameo. He's only done one, and it's $5, which I was expecting more cameos from the guy, I guess, but I don't know if I've never heard him talk. This is the first time I've ever seen his videos. He's got his merch store. He's charging $25 for some shirts. He's got a wanted shirt with his name on it, $500 reward. Let's see. He's got 172,000 followers. I don't think he's doing it full time.
Maybe not.
Well, go to Instagram, though. He's got a lot on Instagram, dude.
122,000.
On Instagram?
Yep.
Okay.
Which is a good amount, but I don't think it's depending what he did for a living. I still think he was in the plumbing industry. Like, he knows.
I'm thinking trucker, because not only is he always on the road, he's able to do this stuff. Maybe it looks like he might be one, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that would make him travel to where he's able to see all these different hotel rooms or whatever in different parts of the country. Because there's no way there's like a list where you would go, hey, this person checks in, don't rent them out. All these hotels are franchised and everything else are not corporate. Like, there's just no way. So I'm thinking he's a traveler. He's a gypsy. He's something. I don't know.
Just looking him up right now, this is not to argue your point, Matt, because I know you're right. I mean, we know he's not making bank on those two with that platform.
Yep.
That said, the New York Post did a post on him, did an article on him. The Daily Mail did an article on him. This is just a brief rundown of his name. Within the last 2 months, they've done one. Let me see here. Distractafly did one. Daily Mail, The Messenger, Men's Journal, News Hub, a bunch of other different smaller places have done stuff on him. So here's what he's done is he's literally, I was interviewed a couple of about a month and a half, 2 months ago, from the Washington Post. I don't remember. They didn't do an article with my name in it or anything. They just interviewed me talking about food stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they talked about was content that is rage bait. And that's exactly what this is. This is content that he does to enrage you enough to make, and we know about this, it's the heart of it is you get somebody to comment, it blows up. So people who are following him are following him because they want to see what he's doing next, and they don't really like him. They're not fans of him, so to speak.
Yep.
They just kind of want to see what dumb shit he's going to do next, and it's going to hit a ceiling. It's going to hit a ceiling with where can he go, what can he do. It's kind of been used up. That's why you can't back yourself into a corner. But also, people are going to get tired of it, and it's going to get it's also going to hit a corner or hit a ceiling. So, like anybody else, remember that guy we talked about last? I know we don't like to get into content stuff, so I apologize. But you remember that guy, Matt, that we talked about last time a couple while back? The big fat guy with the bald hair with the beard. That's my fat ass will do it.
Yep.
You know, something
like
that.
What's going to happen to that guy? I mean, it's just like all of us. You hit the peak, you plateau out. What are you going to do with it?
That's the
are
thing.
Are you wishing you were going to go like this forever? Because you're never going to. What's that dude that did the drone videos? The dude with the drone videos, and he was dancing, and he was fucking everywhere. 20 million videos over and over again 2 years ago. Like, he did a video about a month and a half or so ago I saw on Facebook where he's like, people are like, man, you fell off, man, you fell off. And I'm dealing with this shit on my TikTok all the time, too. Yeah, of course we fell off. You don't continue. He goes, you don't continually grow and grow and grow forever. You hit a plateau. That's what happens with all of us. If you're expecting us to continue to have 20 million views every time we do for every video we do, you're mistaken.
Yeah, unless you already unless you kind of laid the foundation for everywhere else, like a Mr. Beast. Or, you know, something like that, you know, and you put a high production value into your videos, you're going to get a high return. But like you said.
But that goes into, I mean, it goes into, do you have the time and energy to do get to and skill to do the high production stuff? Do you have the time and energy to keep creating stuff that is going to be ever changing? Are you actually creative and fun and genuine and people like you and actually a talented person? Mm-hmm. And then also, do you have that luck of the draw that is going to, for whatever reason, people are going to like you and stick with you, and then you get grabbed by actual celebrities to come in? Because that doesn't happen to everybody, but it's happened to a lot of creators that are on the tip, top, top, tip. And God bless them. I'm not complaining by any means. But what happens is, as we've seen, you've been around a lot longer than I have, Matt, is you see somebody, they get real big, and then they just plateau off, and either they fall off, they get sad, they quit doing it because the views aren't there, or they just continue on and because they're having fun.
Yep.
But
that guy's name was Too Touch an Emu.
Yes, I remember him.
Yes.
Do you remember Bella Porch? Is she still popular?
I don't know. And it's weird that you were thinking about that, Brandon, and bring that up, because I was just thinking of even like Iron Sanctuary. You know what I mean? They started off doing beard stuff, this and that. And they've been able to leverage now into something that he's passionate about, he loves, where he's lifting weights, and now he's an online coach. So, you know what I mean? He's kind of leveraged that, transitioned the content into what he loves and was what's better for him and his family. And now, you know what I mean? Like, he has a whole bunch of people that he's coaching, lifting and stuff like that. You know, just he was able to be a great business guy and transition. Hey, I have this platform. I obviously am not going to just continually put glitter in my beard and meet up with bearded guys and do that. I know that's going to fall off. What do I really love? What makes me happy? And I'm so thankful for that he's leveraged there. And same thing with you know, John, you know, being just John now has transitioned from the beer bong John. And now he's doing online coaching and he's actually coaching Chunky Hustle.
The emu
guy. I don't know if you've seen him lately.
No, I haven't. The emu guy you're talking about. He does a lot of production stuff for people. I mean, that's what he does. He edits videos and he's really good at it. And that's what, like, why his video hit off. It wasn't just this. It was an amalgamation of hitting it at the right time with the song, with just the silliness of the dance, with the drone video. I mean, all of it coming together and his production value. It was just great. And it was huge for him. And he's leveraged that into something that he's always done that he was really good at.
That he's going to make more money doing now.
If you can call it, exactly, if you could call it leveraging it, because I don't necessarily think I'm as big enough to say that.
Yeah.
But I've used whatever it was I've done to help myself in my career to hit a spot now where I'm making more money than I ever have by leaps and bounds and having a lot more fun than I ever have on the creative side. And so that's what it's all about, by finding, like they always say, find what you want to do and go crazy at it. Because if you're not having fun and you don't enjoy what you're doing, then you're wasting your time and you're always going to be down.
Yep.
Use your pool to get us some sweet tickets for the Testicle Festival.
Yeah.
$20, bro. I'll cover it.
get us the ballroom. Get us the, you know, spicy meatloaf sandwiches waiting for us when we get there.
$20. Bet you I can get backstage to where we can go back into the kitchen and film with it.
Ooh. I want to cut the balls directly off of that steer.
Yeah, we're going to create content. We are the perfect trio that can make so many ball jokes and have some fun with it. And yeah, but they don't need our help. 3,500 people in their 30th one, they're doing all right. They're having a hell of a thing. It would be fun. Pay the cover charge. Go listen to DJ Jake and some other bands that I can't remember at this point and just slug. They're drinking a lot of Bush lattes out there. Big hit it appears out there. So I know we got to go. So we'll I know we got a busy day of recording, so we'll let you guys go. This was fun. I honestly looked at the clock for the first time right now, and it was exactly an hour. So
11:11, make a wish.
Oh shit!
Yes, baby, I will kiss you. I'll be there in a couple hours. Ooh.
I just want to be at the Testicle Festival in a hotel that Barfly's in, so we can do content for the Testicle Festival. We can collab with the Barfly. He does put in there no hotel has been harmed or isn't at risk of it. So I have to imagine he's either doing it to cover his ass or he actually cleans up after himself. He looks like a guy that would clean up after himself in a hotel. I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. If you're going to put that shit out there, I feel like I don't know. I'm gonna follow him like the Dude Network in Burley. And I'm going to DM and be like, do you really? Come on, man. We got to know. We'll bring him on the show next week and we'll ask the hard questions that nobody else has probably brought him on and asked yet. So if that really happens, cool. If not, I'm probably going to forget as soon as I press stop. So can't thank you guys enough. Obviously, you've been Brandon and anybody for whatever reason still listening. Go follow Deluxe Edition Network. Go buy some Copper John shit and follow these studs on social media. And we'll see you guys next week. Happy February, fuckers. That's all I got. You guys got anything?
No, I'm good.
All right. Keep your sticks on the ice, fuckers. Bye.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.